It's time for Entertainment Now on Move 99.7.
Here's Brian and Angela.
The 73rd Annual Emmy Awards were handed out last night. Cedric the Entertainer hosted the event and kicked things off with a tribute to Biz Markie and the Year in TV with a rap featuring Rita Wilson, LL Cool J, and more. Here's their rendition of Just a Friend.
Oh, she's got some strong rap game, Rita Wilson.
She sure does. Well, The Crown, which had the most nominations going in, left with the most trophies. The Netflix drama swept with wins for Outstanding Drama Series, Lead Actor, Lead Actress for Olivia Colman, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, Gillian Anderson picking up that, as well as Outstanding Writing and Outstanding Directing. Ted Lasso did real well, too, in the comedy categories, winning Outstanding Comedy Series, Lead Actor for Jason Sudeikis, Supporting Actor and Supporting Actress as well. The Queen's Gambit was named Outstanding Limited Series, and RuPaul's Drag Race walked away with the competition program. That's Trophy Emmy number 11 for RuPaul. Wow. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver was named Outstanding Variety Talk Series, and Saturday Night Live was Outstanding Variety Sketch Series. Also last night, Debbie Allen received the Governor's Award for Lifetime Achievement. Seth Rogen was trending last night as well for his orange suit and calling out the crowded indoor setting of the ceremony.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now. I would not have come to this. It's more important that we have three chandeliers than that we make sure we don't kill Eugene Levy tonight. That is what has been decided.
He was getting some very awkward, uncomfortable laughter from those in attendance.
He was, yeah. But all in all, a very good show, I would say. And lots of comedic relief.
Yeah, and not really a lot of surprises. Many of the shows that were expected to win big did. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just glad the Emmys are finally over since they've been going on for a week and a half.
2 weeks, yeah. Also trending last night, Protect BTS. After a photo of the group's alleged hotel location, room numbers, and flight information made its way onto the web, members of the BTS Army, as the group's fans call themselves, armored up and dragged people who allegedly leaked the information. In the wake of this, some superfans reminded others of fan etiquette with a message. Celebrities are human beings too. The hashtag Leave BTS Alone also circulating after pictures of people lined up at the airport where the group was supposed to be made its way to Twitter.
That's a little frightening.
It is, yeah. Dan Levy has landed a Netflix deal for film and TV. He will work on both movies and TV as part of the 8-figure deal with the streaming service. Levy set to immediately start production on an untitled romantic comedy, which he will star in, write, produce, and direct. No other details on this project have been announced so far. Fans of Adele, get ready, because she is reportedly ready to return to the spotlight. According to sources, Adele is set to release her fourth studio album before Christmas and will return to the stage for her first live performance in 4 years. We're hearing she will, yes indeed, perform in Vegas in December right after the album is released. Sources also revealing her team is in talks with broadcast companies to air a live performance for fans all over the world to watch. News of Adele's planned comeback got her fans, of course, stirring online, as well as her rare Insta pop-up in which she all but confirmed her rumored romance with NBA sports agent Rich Paul. So Lots of stuff going on with Adele.
Isn't that what we need right now? More Adele in our life? Adele back in our lives again?
Yes, yes, I believe we do. The Voice is going grande tonight. Season 21 of the competition debuts with a two-hour episode tonight and tomorrow night. Ariana Grande is the newcomer among the coaches, joining Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, and John Legend. The Voice gets underway at 8 o'clock tonight on CTV2. Dancing with the Stars also premiering tonight, season 30. And NCIS season 19 also premiering on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. We have live music from the Lumineers.
Entertainment Now. 610, 710, and 810. On Peter Burrell's Move 99.7.